two! One, two, three, four!
All right, so Billy Joel, to get us started, that will get your blood moving. moving.
You know what we did? It was Labor Day weekend, right? Labor Day weekend? Last weekend, right?
Yes. Well, the weekend before last.
Whatever. Okay.
Last weekend when we're recording this, not last weekend when they were listening to this.
I don't know. I can't keep up. Anyway, in my life, it was Labor Day last weekend. And so... I don't know how we found this.
In the time zone we live in.
I don't know how we found. How do we figure this? How do we know? How do we?
I just turned it on.
All of a sudden, I hear 80 hours of 80s on VH1 Classic.
Yeah.
In alphabetical order, every video.
Well, it wasn't everyone. I skipped some, but.
I mean, most.
What was cool is they skipped the most popular ones.
Right.
They played
like
more
they didn't
of
do
the,
much Madonna.
They didn't do a lot of the. Yeah, I must have missed the Madonna hour.
We missed that one. Yeah.
But they would play no more than like three videos of one.
No,
because
they did like five or six of Petty. Remember, in Mellencamp they did five or six.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Anyway.
You had a lot of hits. Then you got. You got quite a bit of airplay.
Yeah.
But they played everything from Billy Ocean to Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, Willie Nelson was on there.
I didn't see Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I told you. I was singing it. And I said, you should come out. But you didn't. You weren't listening.
I didn't hear you. I saw Juice Newton.
They had the Peachy Commode, as you would say.
The Peachy Commode.
And they had everything. Everybody.
Cool.
Duran.
Yeah, we had a good time. We watched it all weekend.
Yeah, we did. We got suckered in. We just do that with that music stuff. We can't.
The cool thing was they didn't just play the hits. In fact, they kind of stuck off from the ones that got played like the most.
Yeah.
And they played the other ones. But there were videos. I saw probably 50 videos that I hadn't
never seen before.
Since the 80s.
Well, or I had never had seen at all.
Yeah, and I fast-forwarded through a lot of the ones I had never seen. But
right.
There's a bunch of them I hadn't seen since the 80s. Yeah. They never played like Susie and the Banshees or something. You know, I never see those again.
What was it? How'd it go? Waiting in the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, Juice Newton.
Knowing that it really ain't smarts.
Joker is the only fool. Do anything for you. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh, by the way, for all of you who are way too hip, okay, the 80s was a decade that happened before the 90s, before grunge. That's what we're talking about, in case you were lost there and didn't know what we were referring to.
Oh, yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yes, life existed before Nirvana. Oh, on today's show...
Nevada or Nirvana?
Nevada. Why would life exist before Nevada?
I don't know, but that's what you said.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Yes, life existed before Nevada. Sam Hill, are you talking about?
Me? You're the one who said it.
I never said
Nirvana. Nirvana.
So, you know this other podcast. Oh,
Grungy,
by the way.
Carpety Carp.
By the way. I need to plug a few things. Oh, I got to remember to do this. First of all, we need to plug
Christian t-shirts and fundraisers within
HisGrace.com. Oh, that fits very good with us, called Within His Grace, since we're Grace Junkies and all that.
Right. That's another podcast we have, Grace Junkies. Mm-hmm. This one's Two Blonde Squirrels.
I know, but we also have Grace Junkies.
We also do have Grace Junkies. And your name is Faith. And our Sunday school is called Grace Junkies. Grace,
yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So check out withinhisgrace.com for your t-shirts and fundraising
needs.
Things.
Needs. There you go.
Oh, so we're official now. We're like made it the big time. We have a sponsor and all
yes.
that. Yes. So you know that other podcast that I was talking about with Chris and Clifford, the Jesus Geeks?
Geeks plural,
mm-hmm. The copycat from John Wilkerson, the mm-hmm. JesusGeek.info, which mm-hmm. is the original.
Yes.
The original Jesus Geek.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the other one. Okay. They have a really good podcast, but yeah. I just really like their podcast.
Not better than ours.
No.
No.
Not even close.
Well, good. It's good to know.
But they have 27 shows. Okay, call me when you get to 500. We'll talk.
27 shows?
Yeah. They're new.
That's it?
They're newbies.
That's all they have?
Yeah, they're little baby. They're little baby podcasters. Yeah. Yeah.
27 shows. I was banging on instruments.
Yeah, they do like two a week. Like,
two
lazy.
A week?
Yeah, they're lazy.
Huh.
Anyway. So, yeah, I think they also have lives, though. It's kind of weird how that
they
works.
They do.
Yeah. So. Oh, anyway, back to my point. They were talking about Sarah Connor Chronicles, okay?
Yes.
One of them is
the Terminator.
Clifford had never watched them prior. So he's
didn't see last season?
No, but he's watching
That's the first season.
Yes.
Yes.
So he's watching it and he's going
to
supposed to end.
Oh, so he's watching it this summer to catch up.
To catch up.
Has it been on?
No, it's supposed to end right when the new one comes on and then they'll just continue.
Oh, so we need to like go look on our list so that we can record the last one so we can remember where we were.
Yeah,
cuz David from 90210, whatever his name. In the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's how you know. That's how she knows people.
So I know people.
What their name was on 90210.
I was in college. That show meant a lot to me. So anyway, David on 90210, whatever he was the who came back, and he was the uncle.
His brother, John's brother.
John's dad's brother. He came back with a group.
Mm-hmm.
That's David. Okay, just making sure. Anyway,
Sarah's hitting on him.
No.
Yeah, she's hitting on him.
No, she was not.
Imagine, hey, you know, what you doing?
She was not. She's pretty hardcore. She's kind of Pat Benatar-ish to me. You know?
She is a little hardcore.
She kind of scares me. She's doing push-ups on the swing, or pull-ups on the swing set.
Okay, so let me get to my point.
But I love that show.
It's a great show. They proved.
Who did?
Chris and Clifford.
Oh, the Jesus Geeks.
Okay. They did it.
Pick a name and go with it, man.
But they did it.
Who proved what?
They didn't know they did it.
Oh.
But they proved that Calvinism is not true.
Oh, how'd they do that?
You know how I always had this thing with Calvinism? Yeah, I don't like Calvinism.
Yeah. You're almost there, but then no.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So I like Calvinism.
We've already had this discussion.
But I have to
kind of
review.
They can go back and listen.
That I like the sovereignty of God thing that Calvinists
mm-hmm.
have, but when they leave the Bible, I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. When they go too far, because they reject the doctrine of rejection,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid. Anyway, so they scientifically proved on
the Jesus Geeks.com
uh-huh. that Calvinism cannot be true.
Okay. How'd they do that?
Because. Mm-hmm. If time travel, they were talking about Sarah Connor and the time travel
business. Yes,
but they said if time travel is possible,
uh-huh.
then Calvinism cannot be true, because then you couldn't predestine two futures. There's only one timeline, as far as the Bible's concerned. Uh-huh. There's only one timeline.
Yeah.
So there cannot be two futures. Therefore, it couldn't have been preordained by God to be two separate ways.
Okay.
So they got. Now, Jesus Geek called in and said, the Jesus Geek original.
Yeah, John Wilkerson. Uh-huh.
He called in to say, well, that can't be true because God could just predestine.
Does he call everybody?
Yes.
Is that what he does?
That's
he just calls people?
He's actually given us a break this week. But anyway, So,
well, that's I don't like that at all. No, don't call them and not call us. No, yeah. No,
you have to call us.
No,
yeah, you're ours. You belong to us.
Yeah.
So the point is that time travel does exist.
Okay.
They've already done it.
Okay.
Okay. NASA, when they send astronauts to the moon or whatever, mm-hmm. they send them into the future because when they get back, their watches are ahead because they travel so fast.
Right.
That it actually causes them to, in the shuttles, you know, just go around the Earth, mm-hmm. they actually go so fast that it's only a few seconds, mm-hmm. but nevertheless, it proves Einstein's theory that you can travel into the future.
Okay.
You can't go backwards. You can't go forwards.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so that proves that time travel. So we know time travel actually is possible mm-hmm. in real life, and that proves Calvinism cannot be true.
Hmm.
See, A plus B equals C squared, or something like that.
Yeah, or just C.
Yeah, I did the C squared on
yeah,
purpose.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Moving right along. Hey, yeah. Did you hear about Lee Strobel?
Yeah, do you remember Lee Strobel? Author?
He's the
Did
author.
Did he write the Case for Christ?
Case for Christ. Oh, he was yeah. supposedly.
I had to read that book in college.
Really, I read it. I read it after
you
college.
Did.
Yeah.
When did you read
You're
that?
Being loud there.
So do you with your notes, Mr. Rush Limbaugh over there?
I'm sorry.
Shuffling.
I'm sorry.
Get mad at me when I'm shuffling.
Yes, I'm sorry.
This is a handy little device here I got going.
Yeah, I noticed you got all your papers propped up.
That's very
there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So
bulletins don't need to be thrown away.
They can't see that.
They can be used again.
She's using a church bulletin to write her notes on. So Lee Strobel wrote The Case for Christ, which I read. He was an atheist, a newspaper reporter, and he researched
got converted and
Christianity, and in the process
wrote The Case for Christ. Okay.
Yep.
But now...
Well, I listened to he had a thing called The Unexpected Adventure.
Okay.
It was a little talk and he called it The Unexpected Adventure. And he told this story about this guy. It was basically about being evangelical and being bold with the message of the gospel and how mm-hmm. we are commanded, you know, the Great Commission, we are commanded to tell others about Christ. Yes. It's not an option. And he says this guy went in by this little store. And he bought a pair of sunglasses.
Okay.
This little sunglass store. And turned and walked out. And the Lord told him, says, go back in and tell that man about Jesus Christ.
Alrighty then.
Go back in and tell that man, share the gospel with that man. And he's like, I've already bought the sunglasses. You know, I got nothing. You know, I got no reason to go back in. Yeah. But he's, you know, he said he was obedient. So he went back in mm-hmm. and he says, Lord, please give me something to say. I don't know what to say. And so he gets up to the counter and he says, sunglasses, huh? And the guy behind the counter says, yep. And he says, you know how sunglasses protect your eyes from the sun's flames, the sun's fire, or something like that? And the guy goes, uh-huh. He says, wouldn't it be nice if there was something that you could do to protect yourself from the fires of hell? He says it was like the worst transition ever. You know, it was the worst. It was like,
yeah,
just I like, Lord, you know, hey, you told me to do this. It's all on you, buddy. Okay. I'm out of here.
All right. So he did. Okay. So what'd he say?
I'm not even trying.
What'd he say?
The guy behind the counter. That's what'd he say?
Yeah.
He said, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that lately.
Huh.
Shared the gospel with him. Started crying. Said right there on the spot. Boom, boom.
Isn't that cool?
His eternal destiny was changed.
God is so cool.
Because the guy walked across the room. There's another book called Walk Across the Room.
Yeah, Walk Across the Room.
Gary Attaway was telling us about. Yes. Anyway, Strobel goes on. He says, the act of God, and this was a point that he kind of made. I don't know if these are his words. These are kind of my words that I got from this. He said, but the act of God using us to reach others is the most profound and exciting things in our Christian lives. Mm-hmm. And that is so
true. The truth? Oh, yeah.
Man, when somebody writes in and says, hey, you know, what you said in that What We Believe show really, you know, really touched me or mm-hmm. made sense to me or really explained things to me in a way that I'd, you know, always been puzzled about, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or just the fact that you know, well, you know, it doesn't matter. Even Faith's laugh really gave me a lift when I was down, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is. When God uses us to affect you, that is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just, it's humbling, but it's affirming and it's exciting.
It is very exciting.
And so the point of that is that, you know, be sure you're in a place where the Lord can use you and pray for the Lord to use you and be bold so that the Lord can use you. He said something else that stuck out to me in this. I'm not going to steal it. This is his words. Before you talk to someone about God, talk to God about the someone.
Yeah.
And that's so true, you know. And he goes to Willow Creek there in Chicago. And they had this cool thing that I'm going to adopt for us.
Okay.
And that is that they all promised to write somebody's name on a card. And it was called a 111 card. And at 1 o'clock of every day, you would pray for one person for 1 minute. 1 o'clock every day, you pray for one person, 1 minute. Okay. Everybody can do that.
Until they're saved.
Everybody can do that. Yeah, until they're saved. It was supposed to be a lost person. And you pray for them until they're saved.
That's cool.
And you just pray for them to receive the gospel and pray for opportunities to share the gospel with them. And
you may be praying for them for a long time.
You may be, but that's okay. But he said it was so cool to start hearing people's stories come out of that. Mm-hmm. Because prayer is, you know, it's not a mystic Ouija board.
No.
Okay? It's an effective tool that we can access. That
we access
Father. Mm-hmm. And he accesses us through mm-hmm. prayer. He affects, much is accomplished through the prayer of a righteous man. Now, if that doesn't destroy Calvinism, I don't know what does. Mm-hmm. Okay, because yes, God is sovereign, but he uses us in his sovereignty. And the prayers of a righteous man. Sorry.
Availeth much.
I'm getting to my soapbox. I'm going to put it aside now.
I started this prayer Bible study at school.
Yes.
The principal of the school called, and she was going to do a little prayer Bible study
with moms. Called
Moms in Touch.
This is Helen's school.
Yes.
Currently.
Helen's school. Moms in Touch. And so she called, and the moms who wanted to come and be part of it at 1 o'clock on Fridays, we go up to school and we sit in the lunchroom and we do, it's a prayer meeting. You go through scripture and talk about prayer, and then you pray for the school and the well-being of the students and the teachers in the school. And
yes.
It has just been the coolest thing. And every day in the book, it has like a scripture you read, and then you write down what that scripture said. It's just a short couple of verses. And then you write what that means to you in a practical way, and then you write a prayer. Mm-hmm. And that has been, I mean, now that's not any something that, you know, new that nobody's ever done before, but because it all has to do with prayer, it has really been, it's been very life-changing, especially
good.
As fall is starting and all my community Bible study is starting, and I got so much stuff going on, and it's really making... I mean, it helps, even though I've been a little cranky this week. But I'd be a lot worse if I didn't have the prayer and the direct access to our Lord and Savior.
There you go. There you go.
God the Father through Him.
Briefly, quickly, I want to tease something that's going to happen on Friday. Friday, we're going to announce the greatest movie of all time. Okay, the best movie ever done.
Okay.
We're going to announce that on Friday, and I can prove it. So there you go. It's not my favorite movie. It's not Faith's favorite movie. Probably not going to be your favorite movie, but it is the best movie ever made.
Who decided this?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, sure. But I have scientific facts to prove it.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't decide it.
Uh-huh.
I discovered it.
Yeah.
It's not like you decide America. You just, you know, you found it, right?
Okay.
So I have done some tests and experiments and determined that this is the greatest movie ever. And, you know, unless you're a freak.
Alrighty then.
You'll agree with me.
I'm excited to find out.
Yep. And for you in the community, you already know what it is, so I'm not going to talk to you. Spiritual SpongeBob. I was watching SpongeBob the other day.
Yeah.
The Return.
It's been a while.
Of Spiritual SpongeBob, yes. And he had things called sentence enhancers.
Okay. Sentence enhancers.
Yes.
Maybe you should look into that.
Him and Patrick... overheard, or actually they were looking at a trash can, and there was some stuff written on the trash can. And SpongeBob says, "What's that mean?" And Patrick says, "Oh, SpongeBob, you're so naive. These are sentence enhancers." And they were cuss words. And every time, instead of saying the cuss word, they would play like a dolphin or a... So they begin to use these spiritual enhancers, these sentence enhancers. And their tongues were all, you know, tickly and stuff, new words. And they really liked using the sentence enhancers because it made them feel really like exciting and cool and everything. And so they were all excited about it until Mr. Krabs overheard them using the sentence enhancers, and they got in serious trouble. And they didn't know they were bad, but Mr. Krabs told them they were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knew they were bad, and they were very sorry, and they were very repentant. And they said, Mr. Krabs, we'll never use those words ever again. We didn't know they were bad words. So they proceeded to go on with their little lives. Except
then they used the words.
They found out they couldn't stop using the words.
Mm-hmm.
Once they had never had a problem not using the words before.
Yeah.
But now they had broached that, they could not stop using the words.
Mm.
They simply came out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Then they mustered up all of their strength and all of their self-determination. They held each other accountable, and they were truly, you know, repentant again. You know, they repented again, and they held each other accountable, and they...
This all happened in 15 minutes.
Yep. And they agreed never to use the words again, and hold, you know, and they did everything they were supposed to do, and they didn't use the words anymore. But you know what?
What?
They started thinking the words.
Uh-oh.
Yep. They couldn't stop thinking the bad words, even though they weren't saying them. And
are you sure the guy who writes SpongeBob isn't a Christian?
I'm pretty sure he's a Christian. So then you see, of course, how this relates to your Christian life. You know, he's like, once you sin, you can't stop sinning. And even if you can stop sinning, you still got it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you covet, you might as well have done it. Mm-hmm. So
how'd they resolve this?
Oh, some funny way, you know.
Yeah.
The point is, we know how to resolve
that
you're not, that you have to let Jesus come in and deliver you from those kinds of things, and you have to let him live his life in you,
mm-hmm.
right? To get past sin.
He is your righteousness.
He is your righteousness. So,
I think
that's all we got for today. That's all we're gonna have for today. Tomorrow we're gonna cover some calls because we're getting a little behind. We didn't do anything today. But
I want to talk about a movie I saw last week.
Yes, yes, we're gonna do that. That's gonna be cool. And old movie.
Yeah.
So we're gonna revisit an old movie that if you overlooked,
I might even get him to talk about politics for a brief moment.
No, you're not. No, you're not. All right, Vios Candias, everybody.
Tune
in on, tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Tune in on Friday for the greatest movie ever revealed. We're not going to play the movie. We're just going to reveal the movie.
Per Brad, just so you know.
Per scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Vios Candias, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchases necessary.